Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And Denise, today we have a special guest in the studio, Virginia Galarza, Education Curator for the Trans-Pecos Chapter of Texas Master Naturalist. Welcome back, Virginia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Well, we're here to talk about the Master Naturalist Program. We know about the Master Gardener Program, if people have been longtime listeners. And Denise, if you can maybe just give a brief recap of what a Master Gardener is so that we can maybe compare it to what a Master Naturalist is.
Sure. A Master Gardener is a volunteer program exclusively to Texas A&M Extension Service. We educate citizen volunteers, we certify them as master gardeners, and then we keep them on board through a recertification project. And it's us. We have a lot of partners in the group, but it's all through Texas A&M Extension.
And so the master gardeners basically focus on gardening activities, right?
Yeah, gardening activities, whether it's, you know, in your backyard, whether that's trees, turf, tomatoes, xeriscape, anything on that, really focusing on the actual plants.
And so, Virginia, the master naturalists, I guess, take a much broader view of the environment outside, I guess, of people's walls that
right.
surround their backyards.
Absolutely. This program is a collaborative effort between Texas AgriLife Extension Services and Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. And so with that being said, we are the Trans-Pecos Chapter of the Texas Master Naturalist Program, and it's a statewide program, the Texas Master Naturalist Program. The mission of this program is to develop and certify community volunteers to provide education, outreach, service dedications in different projects, all in benefiting the management of our natural resources and in natural areas within our community.
So like the mountains,
the wetlands, mm-hmm. the rivers, clean air. So anything from geology, mm-hmm. archaeology, our topics range from all areas of natural resources.
So just like the Master Gardeners, you want to get a bunch of volunteers together to help volunteer their time to help educate the community about what the Master Naturalists do in the community. And so how long has the Master Naturalist program been around in the region? It's been around for a while,
hasn't
it? I'm
glad that you asked that, because this coming year, 2016, we will be in effect training our 15th year of programming. So it started in 2001, and we've been going on for now 15 years. It's been great.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And that has been a great big effort between Lois Balin, our urban wildlife biologist, who started the program along with Dr. Ray Bader. At the time, also, we have some local supporters, Texas Forest Service Program. We have UTEP, Center of Environmental Resource Management, that we collaborate with here locally.
So you have a lot of partnerships
Correct.
That have grown in these last 15 years.
Absolutely.
And you have a brand new class coming up to help train future volunteers for the Texas Master Naturalist. But before we get into those classes, you mentioned before the Trans-Pecos area. That might be something that people around here have heard of. But the Trans-Pecos area is a pretty broad swath that includes El Paso, right?
Including from our border of New Mexico and Texas and Mexico. We encompass all of this area down to Big Bend wow. and south of the Pecos River. So we even go out to the Guadalupe Mountains and do programming there. So you may even go out and hike a trail and have a Trans-Pecos Master Naturalist guiding you, your hike. So you can find us from Pecos all the way to the borders of El Paso.
So these classes mm-hmm. for the new class of Master Naturalists are going to be starting up on February 10th, and they're going to be Wednesday classes. So in case people are interested or their interest is starting to be piqued perhaps, what are some of the topics that are going to be covered in these Wednesday classes?
Oh, my gosh. Well, these programs will be 72 hours of different classes that will start with land stewardship. We will teach you about the ecosystems of the Chihuahuan Desert, and which is our desert. It's our desert. Mm-hmm. Weather, climates, geological formations of our mountains. We'll take you on 6 field trips that also are included in those 15 weeks of training. We will talk about soils, desert landscapes. We will talk to you about animals of the Chihuahuan Desert, stemming from bugs to mammals and ornithology. So we will be studying all of the ecosystems and adaptations that the Chihuahuan Desert thrives on. Because it's alive out there. You just have to look.
That's right. And I think even if you've lived here for a long time, and I know this is also applicable to gardening, mm-hmm. where if you lived here pretty much your whole life, sometimes you look out your window, you don't really know what it is you're seeing. You can't identify the plant, or you don't exactly know what's going on out there. And this is a great way for people who've lived here all their lives to just learn a little bit more about where they're living, and it's really going to come to life.
Absolutely. And what's incredible about these classes is that these are professionals that are teaching these classes from a variety of agencies and instructors from UTEP, NMSU, agents from Texas A&M, and Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. So you're getting a well-rounded program. We do collaborative programs like school habitats with educational presentations, projects that stem from river cleanups. So we have an area that we've adopted in the Upper Valley.
Nice.
And we also take students out and do tours out at the Rio Bosque. So mm-hmm. we have...
So there's a lot of stuff for these upcoming new class of volunteers to get involved in.
Yes.
And I know the big event that I know the Master Naturalists are involved with is the Poppies Festival. And with all the moisture that we've had here so far this winter, I think you guys are going to have a fantastic turnout for that Poppies Festival in April.
And yes, I'm so glad that you mentioned that. And please save the date. We already have the date scheduled for the Franklin Mountain State Park Poppies Festival, April 2nd, and that takes place at the El Paso Museum of Archaeology, right off of Trans Mountain mm-hmm. Road as you start climbing up the road on the right-hand side.
You know, being in El Paso and living in El Paso, I think sometimes we take for granted the mountains. And we have this beautiful state park that runs and divides our city. And it's, in fact, the largest state park within the city limits in the continental United States. So really, by just stopping and getting a better appreciation of what is out there, especially people that are new to the area, kind of think that they're just all sand dunes and creosote bushes that's out there. But it just takes a really modest hike to be able to look and appreciate that diversity out there. So, I think that's a wonderful, great program. And getting more people out to these wetlands and natural areas, you know, we're in the city. I mean, we're, 800,000 people? And you think, gosh, but we have all these pockets of these areas. And I know that with our past drought, we've had some issues, maybe the bosque, the wetlands, not as many migratory birds as we're used to. But hopefully that'll change and be able to get good sense of what's out there, because we do have a lot to offer
in this part of the area. We really do. And the history of our geology is incredible. And so when you take a field trip with a master naturalist and understand that we have an amazing history of minerals and what our mountains have developed to be, you get a different feel for your environment. And when you're teaching a young child this and you're taking them up on a trip, then they become stewards of their land. And so understanding where you live and appreciating it, then you start to take care of it. And that is, I think, the most important part and mission of our program is to develop a great sense of background for all of these natural resources so that folks will embrace the desert.
Right.
Because you will go another place and folks will come in and go, well, you don't, what is this place? And then once you take a nice little hike and you realize that you have unique species of plants that you will not see anywhere else, then you start to realize, well, we have a really big, a jewel. Like she said, we have a jewel of Franklin Mountains, Waco Tanks.
Yes.
you know, State Park, who we forget that bring in folks that climb those Waco Tanks Mountains from all over the world. So it's an amazing collaborative program that we have. Again, those classes start very soon, and we're really excited about those classes.
So those classes are going to be Wednesdays, February 10th through May 18th. So it's a pretty long series of classes, and there are some field trips involved, right, on Saturdays. So what are some of those field trips that people can look forward to?
The field trips are amazing. One of the field trips starts with geology, and we have Dr. Phil Goodell of UTEP, who is the shebang of geology. And if anyone's ever taken Dr. Phil's class, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And so he takes us up through the mountains. We also go and look at the dinosaur tracks. So we have a really nice partnership with Insights Museum, who brings in a specialist to tell us about that great development there and that conservation area that we have. Some of the other classes and field trips that we'll be taking are aquatics. That one will be different this year, but Dr. Liz Walsh of also UTEP will be teaching that. We have a plant field trip, botany, that we will look at all of the natural wildlife that we have here. Entomology with Dr. Paul Hyder. Nice. We also even take a night hike.
Oh, nice.
Yes, where we will look at all of the desert animals that come out at night, or bugs that come out at night. So those are just a few of them. Ornithology field trip that we also take to several wetlands to study all of the birds that migrate. On all of our residential birds. So we have a lot of residential birds in our area. You just go out to the Rio Bosque and you'll see the great blue heron. He just, yeah, I don't know. He has a name already, but I forgot. And then Dr. Carmichael always ends our archaeology field trip at Waco Tanks State Park. And that's an incredible history that you get, that you will not get anywhere else.
Well, we are hoping that we've interested you enough in wanting to become a Texas Master Naturalist for the Trans-Pecos area. And the deadline to register for these courses is coming up really soon on February 1st, right? So again, just really quickly in this last minute or so we have left, the classes, when and where?
The classes, again, begin February 10th. We have the classes at Memorial Park at the El Paso Garden Center. The address is 3105 Grant Avenue, 79930. You can get more information from our extension office, and that number is 771-2354.
Okay. That number again is 771-2354, and we'll make sure to have this information posted for you on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org, and we'll also have it here at the radio station in case you want to call us here. Virginia Galarza is the Education Coordinator for the Trans-Pecos Chapter of Texas Master Naturalists. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
We also want to thank Lauren Terrazas and Evan Walsh for engineering today's show. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.